Thank you, Mr. President, and thanks to all the panelists as well. It was a really fascinating session. As the DSG highlighted at the start of the afternoon, up to $4 trillion is required annually if we are to achieve the SDGs. This requires a quantum leap in the volume of international finance and private sector capital. But this is an essential leap, and as such, mobilising this money is one of the UK's top development priorities, as we've set out in our International Development White Paper. Achieving this uplift ultimately requires improvements in investment facilitation measures, and as such, we are very pleased to see this conversation taking place today, where we've heard a rich set of examples of how different countries can go about addressing their unique challenges to provide a more fertile investment environment for businesses. There was a huge amount to digest and consider from the presentations, from the macro cross-border cooperation from down to the more micro-specific measures to streamline processes for small businesses. Yet what was most self-evident was the panelists from the panelists was the centrality of digitalisation that it must play in any national investment strategies. We welcome the accompanying background note produced by the Secretariat alongside their wider work to champion investment facilitation measures globally, including the Global Action Menu for Investment Facilitation. However, we would like to take this opportunity to highlight the WTO's IFD agreement recently concluded at MC13, which we feel is largely overlooked in this note. The IFD agreement is an essential groundbreaking tool for mainstreaming investment facilitation measures. Similar to the UNCTAD Global Action Menu, the IFD aims to create a more transparent, efficient, and predictable climate to facilitate cross-border investment that will help achieve the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. Among these facilitation measures, the IFD agreement emphasises the power of digital tools for attracting investment, which echoes the findings from the Global Enterprise Registration Portal in the note. We would like to thank UNCTAD for their involvement in developing the self-assessment guide for the IFD agreement, as referenced in the paper, and welcome their ongoing involvement in the implementation of the IFD. Perhaps most importantly, the IFD agreement is the first major developing country-led initiative at the WTO and will bring the most benefit to developing countries and LDCs. The IFD agreement is therefore central to the work of UNCTAD and the investment objectives of developing countries highlighted in this report, and we would like to see further reference of it in future reports. Thank you very much.